This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Game one goes to the Pacers in incredible fashion. A massive comeback, one of the biggest in NBA playoff history. Keep seeing these stats I just saw with being up 14 or more with 2:45 or more left in a fourth quarter playoff game. Teams were 994-0. Now 994-1.
Well, at least we got that one.
Yeah, in the history books. Now, I've talked before how I can't any longer blame myself or reward myself for doing something that leads to a victory or a loss with my teams because it's driven me crazy. Now, I still do believe there are touch the money situations when the organization or the players themselves do things like Cade Cunningham guaranteeing a game seven out.
Yes.
Tyrese Halliburton, choke sign. Premature, right?
You know, he said it was premature, but that doesn't take him off the hook.
Okay, right. But that's a touch the money thing.
I'm looking for an edge. If I'm Tibbs, if I'm a coach, I'm always looking for an edge. I'm looking for something. Now, look, I think the players are really motivated for the Knicks. I think they play hard for him, and they love him. And it's not like they need extra motivation, but it doesn't hurt to help a little bit.
All right, so I'm going to ask you this one, because you are the purveyor. You are the man who lets me know what's a touch the money spot, what's not. The Knicks, with New York City, have named intersections after the New York Knicks temporarily. They have put up, at several different places along in the city, they've changed the names of streets and intersections and put the names of the players there. For example.
Well, hold on. These are idiot politicians doing this.
The Knicks, by the way, have to sign off on this.
Well, I mean, the Knicks are going to love this because it's promotion. But this is the players aren't doing this. This is you know, Mayor Adams and, you know, the jackasses that we have as politicians in this city doing this, trying to attach themselves to the enormous popularity and success of the basketball team. You know that.
So, by the way, I do think me and you need to take a stroll to Precious Achiuwa Place, which is 6th Avenue and West Washington Place.
Take a picture.
And just hang out for a little bit. I mean, that would be great.
He's a man of the people, man.
Precious Achiuwa Place. Mikhail Bridges Block, 7th Avenue and West 25th Street. OG Ananobi Alley, 6th Avenue and West 8th Street. Jalen Brunson Boulevard.
Do you want to know why all these NBA players who don't play here hate this place and hate the fans and hate the garden and you want to go in there and shut the fans up and the garden up? This is part and parcel to that.
Yeah, I mean, they went with the whole roster, by the way, which is funny because somewhere in the city, there's an Ariel Huck Porty Street.
I mean, come on. I mean, you got to go with the whole roster. Everybody's practicing.
Yeah, but
again,
still,
this is not
the lawn right circle.
Right. This is politicians doing this. I mean, because
everybody just has to ruin a good thing, don't they?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Let's see what's another funny one here. Campaign Place, Tyler Colec Lane, 7th Avenue and West 13th Street. Obviously, P.J. Tucker Terrace. He's been here for 5 minutes. He gets himself a terrace in New York City. 7th Avenue and West 17th Street. As stupid as this is.
Yeah, I think if I'm like the player, I'm embarrassed by this whole thing.
Well, especially.
I'm a little bit embarrassed by the reaction on Friday night, but we tried to explain as to why the fan would be reacting this way, especially the younger fan.
Yeah.
The younger fans who love basketball, who, you know, eat, sleep, and drink it, and they bet on it and everything else. We all understand the reaction to it. But, you know, this kind of nonsense, it's just, you know, it means nothing.
Yeah, like I said, as dumb as this is, we do have to go to Precious at Chua Place. We have to. That picture needs to happen with Precious himself. I don't know if we'll be able to do that part of it, but you got to be there.
The only way I will do that and go over there and hopefully meet Precious at Chua would be if the Knicks are lucky enough to get to the finals and win.
You'll go over to Precious at Chua Place?
It's the only way. I am not going beforehand. I'm not buying into this crap. I mean, you know, it's all nonsense.
Well,
you know what? And this is what I told you yesterday when we left here. We were talking about the spread, you know, and I was like, no. I'm not doing that. This is, we're Knicks fans. Things are hard. Things are always hard for us. That's just the way it is. And it's always been that way. That doesn't mean that they can't win, but it's not going to be easy. We know that.
Let's go to Tommy, who's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Tommy?
How you doing, man? It's Tommy the janitor. Oh, boy, guys. I need therapy. I woke up extremely devastated. I mean, I've seen the Reggie Miller game. I've been a Knicks fan for 33 years. I've seen the Ewing finger roll. To me, this is ultimately the worst loss in my lifetime that I can remember.
Tommy, it's game one. It's not game seven.
So I know, but the down 0-1, never winning, down 0-1. You know that.
I don't want to hear about that. Change it. You know, how about never losing with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go up by 14?
That happened.
Yes, you're up 14 with 2 minutes 45. You're up 8 points with 35 seconds left. You got left back to days ago. You make mental mistakes. You're late on closeout. It's just horrible. But I have a touch of money moment that I had with my coworker last night. Who I snapped on. I went crazy. You know, they're up, what was it, 7 minutes left? They're up 17. It's over. I turned and looked at it with this dirty look. I said, are you crazy? Are you absolutely crazy? It's not over. This is somebody, you know, he's not really into sports. He doesn't understand how quickly the league could change in today's NBA. And you know, he kept saying, it's over. I'm like, it's not over. He's like, boom, he's putting Halliburton shirts in the freezer. What are you talking about? He's looking at me like, I have 6 heads. He has no idea what I'm talking about. And he just kept saying it. It's over. I'm like, it's not over. And then as it just kept getting closer and closer, I got more mad. Oh, man. Just unreal. The Knicks better do something, man.
Tommy, you got to chill out.
Guys jumping off the boats already, man. It's one game. And look, we're going to be talking about this all day long here on The Fan. Everybody's going to be breaking it down from their perspective. But here's the true level of a champion. They got to come back and they got to win game two. That's all there is to it. And, you know, they played well yesterday for the most part. They had some really mind-numbing mistakes in the most crucial point of the game in regulation. And those things are going to work themselves out. But overall, I would say like 92-93% of the game, I like the way that they played.
Yeah, I was encouraged by it. I think Karl Anthony Towns is going to continue to have a great series. Obviously, the Brunson 5 fouls wasn't great, but they did get out. Their biggest run of the game came with Brunson on the bench. This was a horrible loss that should have never happened. It was crazy. what went on for them to blow this game.
It's and a part of the story, right, though, man. It's a right. part of the longer story.
And and that's exactly what I said. Let that be a part of I used to say the championship DVD. They don't make DVDs anymore. But let this be the championship YouTube video where you're going through the whole season and this be a part of it that catapulted you forward to be able to get into the NBA Finals and not the thing that held you back. And I still love the Knicks in this series. Absolutely love them. Let's go to Bobby in Manhattan. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
What's happening, Bobby?
Before I get into this this Knicks thing, Boomer, I was just at a wedding of one of your son's very good friends from growing up. Her name is Nancy. I won't say their last name, but it was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of good homage to you and your family.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that there, Bobby.
Of course. Anyway, as of the game tonight, it was absolutely electric until the last 15 seconds and then the overtime. But the one thing I want to say is that what no one's talking about, on that OG foul play, Nesmith was out of bounds. If you look at his foot, he stepped out.
He was, yep.
Quite clearly. So that was missed, as was the backboard shot there.
Yeah, goaltending. Like a lot of things have got to go wrong for the Knicks or go right for the Pacers in order to have happen what happened last night. And this is all part and parcel of exactly what you're talking about, Bobby.
Yeah, no, everything that could have gone wrong did. And they were shooting their lights out, both in the first quarter and in the fourth. It was crazy.
Yeah, I got to step in here, guys.
Yeah, there's Bobby going straight to go listen back to himself, which yes. I understand. I used to do that when I was a caller here. But
it's amazing. That foul on Siakam, that wasn't a loose ball foul. He caught the ball. He was putting it towards the rim. Siakam's got him by the chest. He's pulling his jersey.
Yeah.
He's hitting him on the wrist. Siakam hitting him on the wrist is the reason why the ball goes loose.
Yeah. No, of course. And by the way, this is also a lesson in challenges and when to use them. Where you had the Indiana Pacers that were able to overturn a couple of things towards the end of the game where the Knicks lost that opportunity.
Yeah.
So
I guess if Ananobi catches the ball cleanly, then it wouldn't be considered a loose ball foul. But, as the ball is going up, he's got it in his hands. I don't know. To me, I don't know. I'm with Van Gundy. He said that was a foul last night.
Yeah, no, I know. Mike in Woodside. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning. What's going on?
What up, Mike?
Hey, so I know you guys always talk about, what you do to not affect your team's games, the touch the money spot. I did send that text last night, though. Hands up with 3 minutes left. Up
oh,
13,
my God.
I sent the text.
So you're the reason I ended up
playing a hell of a game. I can't believe we did this game one, blew them out, played a hell of a game. We came out buzzing. And I have never sent that text and not have it come back and bite us in the ass. I just cannot believe I send the text every time. It's my fault. It is always my fault.
Yeah, Mike, you just can't. You got to let that go. It's bad enough they lost the game. It's bad enough it's 40 degrees in a nor'easter. You're sitting blaming yourself for the Knicks loss. My God, stop. Don't do it.
But you never send that text. And
I know
it not
you
work
don't.
Out that
but
way.
Just,
oh,
I mean,
my God.
All right. Anyway, what else is going on?
Anyway, yeah. Listen, I know this is a comment that gets you kind of yelled at and hung up on, but, I'm sitting there in the group chat with my friends sweating out a 30-point bet for Karl-Anthony Towns. We're all trying to tell him to cash out. And we're saying, hey, Brunson's going to come back in, cash out. Cat's not going to get 30. He's going to come back in. And then they're not putting him back in, and they keep going on the run. Cat gets 31, 32, whatever it is. Is there anything like, are they trying to be symbolic putting Brunson back in for that win when they really didn't need the offense to put a guy with five fouls that's not good at defense and back in the game in the first place? Like, is that just a spot where you just leave him on the bench, let the defense work, and then, like, are they trying to just put their star out to, like, cap off the win?
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. He is the ultimate leader of the team. He's taken less money. He's been everything that we as Knicks fans have been hoping for years and years and years.
And he's been our closer, too.
And he's been the closer. He's been your man. So I understand when you lose a game and things like this happen, you start looking at different decisions that the coach is making. The coach has been pretty consistent all year long. And that's the one thing players really do appreciate. They do appreciate a consistent coach giving you the responsibility of doing what you're supposed to do as a player. And that's one of the reasons why I think they get along with Tibbs so well, and that's why I think they play hard for Tibbs, and that's why they all want to be on the court all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting to the point where even though the Knicks were playing well and he was on the bench and the Pacers started to come back a little bit, I was like, all right, time to get Jalen Brunson out there, settle things down, bring this thing home. I mean, yeah. he's the closest thing that I've rooted for, you know, like Mariano Rivera. Like, I'm not a Yankee fan, but that's the way I feel about him. When the ball's in his hands, I'm like, we're gonna be okay, we're going to win.
You know how in the previous two series we talked about Jalen and how there are a couple games where he's off a little bit, whether it be the passing, whether it be the inbounding, or whether it be missing the threes where he's not great, and then he comes right back and has another great game. I thought last night, of course, the output on offense was great. The defense, not so great, and he did have some of those awkward moments where, you know, it looked like he was a little bit out of sorts, and that also comes along with taking five fouls.
That's right.
So he had kind of an up and down game. The output on offense was great, for sure. But there were other parts of the game where he wasn't at his best. Let's put it that way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Kick off the summer tomorrow at DJ's in Belmar. We're going to start everything an hour later than normal, which will help with the temperatures a little bit. Really doesn't look like there's going to be rain, so that is a good thing. All the rain is going to get dumped on us today, but tomorrow morning, we should be good. Cloudy, but no rain. And Al and Jerry are going to start the warm-up show at 6 a.m. And then Boomer and Geo will start at 7 a.m.
And then we're going to go to 11 a.m. And then country music star Chris Lane is going to be performing live after the show. And that's going to happen around 11 a.m. And it's all free. And we want you to be there. All you have to do is show up there at DJ's. And you got the ocean behind us and everything else. It's going to be a great day, as it always is. And kick off the summer brought to you by Cash App. Do more with your money. And I'll be spending lots of time in New Jersey the next couple of days. I got things lined up. I got plan B's in place now. You know, unfortunately, the weather has changed our plans. We have gotten plan B. And I know that, you know, you love stopping by on this Thursday night and hanging out with the sales crew a little bit at the night before the kickoff to summer. So we're going to make sure we do that as well.
That's right, very nice of you.
Yeah, it's a really nice thing. Boomer talks about it every year. It's like, you know, my favorite part of kickoff to summer is finding where the sales
people
are.
There's nobody better than our sponsors. That's all I can tell you. They stay with us, and they've stayed with us over the last 18 years,
yes.
Most of them.
Yeah.
They've been with us for this ride that we've been on. So, yeah, I mean, that's...
So we'll see you there.
It's just too bad that the salespeople are there. If they weren't there, then it would be fine.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. Going to be hanging with Jerry today a little bit at during the afternoon. Did you invite these guys, by the way?
No.
Al and Eddie?
Al? You're kidding, right? You want Al to go do something this afternoon when he's got dinner lined up at 5 o'clock?
I don't want him necessarily to do something. I'm just saying, you got to ask.
Anybody. I can ask Eddie, though. I don't know if he will be interested either, but I will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, Boomer.
I did.
He never even gave you an answer.
And by the way,
no,
this,
that's a no.
This is a BYOB thing tonight?
Yes, it is. So bring your favorite beverage.
My Al's Boring Beer.
Oh, yeah. You finally you got go. It.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't even see that over there. My monitor
there
was
it is.
Blocking it.
Look at that.
Nice.
Black and white. Perfect.
Very nice. Yeah.
There it is.
You know, maybe I'll have one of those, suck one of those down tonight. Huh?
There you go.
IPA, high alcohol content. Mm. Why not? I'm not driving anywhere. Let's go.
I'll bring you a little sea smoke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Little Italian restaurant. Mmm. Yeah.
Right up your alley.
Sea smoke. all right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Knicks had a chance, so we know how they blew this big lead down the stretch, the final few minutes of the game. Big lead, 14 points, 2:51 to go. In overtime, though, opportunities. They were ahead, then they were behind by a few. Had the ball.
Brunson picked up by Nimhard, down by three. Here is a three for the tie. Short. Caught by Hoke. Out to Towns. To tie. No. Rebound. Fought for. Loose. Bridges has got it. Clock is ticking. Out of bounds. It's Indiana's ball with .2 to go.
And that was Kevin
Harlan. Boomer, up your effort.
Jerry. Harlan on TNT. 138-135, the final in overtime as the Pacers take game one from the Knicks. Now, when I picked the Knicks in five, I thought they'd win last night.
Mm.
Didn't have this one on the scorecards. Now they got to win four in a row. Tyrese Halliburton tied the game with a long two at the buzzer after the game in the bowels of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah! Why are you so quiet?
Why you so quiet is what you can hear him yelling towards whoever wanted to listen, I suppose. And then
he's just like a chip off the old block.
He is. Yes, he is. Well, also the fact that Wally said what he said about him last year. This is the Knicks.
He's so now he's fighting back. Yeah,
I would think so. Yeah,
too bad his dad's not here.
Charles Barkley is going to ask the commissioner if we can get him reinstated. So he can be at these games. Yes, we shall see. So there was reaction. Last hour I gave you a couple. Here's the resident Knick guy, Tommy Lugauer. And there's a reason why I'm playing this, I will tell you. He gave three things he wanted you to know after this loss.
This is important.
And this is three things.
Yeah. Number one, no biggie. Knicks in seven. You could take it to the bank. I believe in the power of positivity. I believe in positive Tommy. And if you doubt positive Tommy, you are going to be made to look very, very foolish.
Of course, he said these things last year with the Mets, too, and they wound up...
Yeah, I watched this earlier with Boomer, and I was like, you know what? It's time for a new catchphrase. Like, he can go back to these, but he needs to bring out something
but
new
he's
now.
Like, he's talking about himself in the third person as if he...
He know, does
another
do that.
Person,
yeah. Now, the reason why I was going to play all these, I don't have to since it's going back to the well, but... This was quote tweeted by one Ben Stiller, who wrote, agreed.
Yeah, I go, I agree. Yeah, he started following Tommy, watched his video, and said, I agree.
And one of the things that he agreed with was Tommy was talking about the reaction Reggie Miller had celebrating with Tyrese Halliburton.
Well, here's what I would say to that. Let him. because it's going to make it even sweeter when we ram it up the entire coalition of Nick haters' ass. Nixon 7, you could take it to the effing back.
That's part of the agreed.
Right, so Ben Stiller agrees that there'll be ass ramming, I guess.
Yes, I
the Nick haters.
I wasn't thinking of it in that way, but yes.
Oil check.
Oh, oil check. We'll be oil checking all the Nick haters.
Right, yes.
Here was Jalen Brunson. We just got to stay grounded. We'll be fine.
I mean, in the playoffs, when you win, it's the best thing ever. When you lose, it's the worst thing ever. And so the best way to deal with all that is just stay level-headed and making sure we have each other's backs. Obviously, not the way we wanted to finish the game.
Nope, not at all. Carl Anthony Towns, he knows they lost the game in a spurt, basically.
Like you said, we played 46 good minutes. Those 2 minutes is where we lost the game, and that's on all of us. So we all got to be better. We all got to step up to the plate.
Those two guys.
All spoken very well, by the way.
And they combined, the two of them, combined for 78 points on the night. Not enough. Brunson had 43, Towns 35 and 12 rebounds. Game two tomorrow night at the Garden. Should mention Halliburton at 31, and we haven't even mentioned Nesmith this time around. He had 8 threes on the night, only missed one, and 3 of them in the final minute of the fourth quarter really sparked the comeback as the Pacers took game one. Game two for the Thunder and the T-Wolves coming up later tonight in Minnesota. Just keeping it to basketball for the moment. Briefly, WNBA, the Dallas Wings lost to the Lynx 85-81. Paige Beckers had a triple-double. Now, her name came up during the warm-up show as Al had a little confusion with her and Phoenix's Sophie Cunningham, who has been in the news lately, as we discussed.
And what was her name? Paige Buchers?
Oh, no.
No. No. And what is the name of her team?
You
the Suns?
You just called her Buchers? The Sun is the team that have men. So she's on the Wings. So wrong team. He was referencing the Phoenix Mercury, which is the team that, you know, Sophie Cunningham's on.
And what was her name? Paige Buchers?
Sophie Cunningham, by the way, denying all those allegations.
Yes, she came out. She's on the Fever now.
Oh, I thought she was on the Mercury.
She was.
I was going to say, where the Mercury coming to play here? Okay, so she used to be on the Mercury. She's now on the Fever with Caitlin Clark.
Correct, but she's currently injured.
But the scandal was in Phoenix.
Correct.
I got you. Or, I'm sorry, the alleged scandal was in Phoenix. So, there you have it.
Buchers. Where does Paige Buchers come in?
What was her name? Paige Buchers?
I like that she plays on the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, my God.
So, all sorts of trouble this morning. All right, baseball last night at the stadium.
Pitch, spring ball.
High fly ball, deep right field. This game is over. Into the second deck. Jason Dominguez and the Yankees walk him off.
Yankees win this game 4-3. Take first two games of this series.
Yes, indeed, they did. That was Dave Sims with the call right here on the Fan as they win in dramatic fashion, as they say. The Yankees came back from 3-1 down in the final couple of innings. Cody Bellinger homer to make it 3-2. Aaron Judge game-tying RBI single. And then the game-winning hit from Dominguez, who was with Susan talking about the approach in that at-bat.
I was looking for something up. Just I got a pitcher hit. And after two balls, I finally get it.
And now that I know that this sound is because he's the Martian. And that was from Ricky Ricardo, as we heard last hour. Here was Aaron Judge, happy for Dominguez.
Looking for something special to happen. And then, you know, when Dominguez walks up there, you know, he's hit a couple balls hard. I think he should have had a homer earlier in the game. That ball he hit to right field at 105. So, you know, he knew he was locked in. And, you know, it's just a matter of him just getting the pitch to hit and, you know, see what happens.
They made Jacob DeGrom didn't factor in the decision, but he went 7 innings for Texas. 2 runs, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts. Yankees take the series, essentially. They go for the sweep today, weather permitting, at 12:35 on Sports Radio 660
a.m. And then, guess what? We get to watch the Colorado Rockies.
We do. That's who got thumped again by the Phillies yesterday,
God,
as a matter of fact. What do you think the Yankees are going to do to them?
Well, they better take all three, that's for sure.
What are the Rockies now, 8-41 or 8-42?
I will tell you right
Something
now.
Something like that. It's just atrocious.
Sounds like the Celtics from 3 in game.
The Rockies are 8-41.
Right. 8-41. Yeah, that's about right. They were, what, 25 for 100?
Yeah.
They might be lucky to be 25 and 100.
Oof.
My gosh. Carlos Rodon, Nathan Eovaldi, the starters this afternoon again, if they get the game in. As for the Mets, they beat the Red Sox 5-1. Brett Beatty single twice. drove in three runs. Juan Soto, a sac fly and an RBI. And Francisco Lindor homered. Here was Luis Torrens. He says that was a solid victory and certainly much needed.
Yes, for sure. It's a great win for us, especially when we face a guy like Crochet. You know, he's one of the best there. But we make a really good at-bat. We kind of competing from the first inning and you see the good results.
And he was referencing Garrett Crochet, the starting pitcher for the Red Sox. Here's Carlos Mendoza. All right, the win's good. No rest for the weary, though.
We had the Yankees, we have Boston, now we got the Dodgers. You know, like that's, I've been saying it, that's the big leagues. We're a good team. We're a good team, too. We'll be ready for them. They're good. Obviously, they beat us last year in the NLCS.
And which we know. And then after that, the CBS Sports Network has the graphic up. You get the White Sox and Rockies back to back.
Yes. So it's
care of business.
Make some hay here, Jerry, as they say.
That would be good, yes.
All day.
Okay. Is that what we're going to do? Well, you're tired, huh? Jim Irsay passed away at the age of 65.
You see his last post on X?
I did not.
Yeah, so he actually posted the morning of.
You're kidding me.
I am not kidding you. This is a fact. Let me get it up here. And it pertains to us here in New York a little bit as well. So his last post on X, 20 hours ago.
Wow.
Go Pacers. Good luck to Herb, the entire Pacers organization, and our city.
So he was not at the owners' meetings in Minnesota, or?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't want to put anything out there. I'm not 100%
so that's positive. That was at 12:30 yesterday.
Yeah.
20 hours ago.
Yeah, 11:58. Yeah.
So he was with the Pacers.
Hmm. How about that? Owner meetings, the tush push is not banned. That will continue. And then, Al, can you explain the Jeffrey Lurie story again about the wet dream?
What?
He said that when they came up with the tush push, they were so elated that they found something that was not defensible, that it was like a wet dream for a young man. And people were a little confused by that.
Yeah, I am.
The meetings, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely confused by that.
The owner of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay. At Jets camp, Aaron Glenn.
Wet dream underpants.
I mean, there's a number of things that are popping into my head that I just think are crossing the line. I just really, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
It's not like I don't have jokes or don't have a reaction to it. I just feel like when you're.
Some things are left better unsaid.
Yeah. I mean.
Just let it go.
If I had wet dreams, those underpants would be.
You'd burn them?
No, I should have.
You guys, like you're over 50. And this is your conversation.
I'm just reacting to him. I didn't bring this stuff up. 50. What do you want from me? And Jeffrey Lurie, 70, talking about it. Come on now.
Just unbelievable.
Oh my God. What we need you to do is you to sit in on one of these so you can react to Al's stories that he brings.
Oh, boy.
And then you'll be the one saying, oh, right, did you burn them? All right, at Jets camp, Aaron Glenn, impressions of his quarterback, Justin Fields, so far.
I'm going to use a Parcells deal now.
Oh,
he's not trying to be the celebrity quarterback. He's just trying to be himself. And whatever comes with that, it comes with it. So he's not trying to impress anybody. He's going out there and he's busting his ass trying to be the best quarterback he can be for this team. And everybody see that. And I like that.
There you go. So a good start so far for him, though. We're not exactly playing games yet. And the Stars beat the Oilers 6-3 as they take a 1-0 lead in the Western Conference final.
And the Oilers had a 3-1 lead in that game, too.
And then five in a row.
Boom!
See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, you and I got a lot of friends, and, you know, I don't really want to. One of my friends thought that he had a kidney stone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Right. And
do I know this man?
Yeah. It's not. I mean, we're discussing a medical.
I know. I just want to know if I know the guy.
Yes.
Can you tell me off the air? Because I my whole imagination needs to. Here, shut the mic off. Put your hand over your mouth. Ready? Got it. Okay.
All right,
that
great.
Helps with the context.
I mean, look, great guy, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the best.
I mean, we have a lot of friends like that, let's say, about with this show. And he was telling me that he had to go into the hospital to have the kidney stone removed because it had been stuck for about, you know, 15, 16 days.
In the Schwanz?
They had to go through the Schwanz to go get it.
But was it stuck in the Schwanz?
And then if it's... No, I mean, like...
I thought that they hammered those things out to break them up.
So yeah, but they tried everything. It didn't happen, you know, and... So they had to
go in.
They could go get it. And and then when you're done with it and you get it, they leave a stent.
And they also find a garlic knot in there? Is he doing okay?
Can you just let me tell the story?
Sorry. This is why I need to know who it is. You know, I can't go blind into these things.
So anyway, you know, when you have this, I guess when you have this surgery, they're supposed to leave a stent in your penis for like 5 days.
Oh, God.
Good news. They went in. Somewhere he passed it.
And
didn't know it.
So he had to go through that whole thing for no reason.
But no stent.
Okay, well, that's good at least.
Got a good afternoon sleep.
So they knocked him completely out.
Yes.
All right, good. Because, like, there's, like, that localized anesthesia thing, but you're still awake and you're looking down at someone going inside of the schrantz.
Our friend's doing good.
Okay, good.
But, yeah, I was like, don't they do, like, a sonogram or one of these other gram things?
Yeah.
Figure out whether
it's schrantzgram.
It's still there.
We're going to do a schrantzgram on this.
Oh! That's exactly right.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that is that's something. Now, I did hear that there are people when they're actually still in the kidney area and they haven't started to pass and they're big, that they could like do like a jackhammer thing on you to break them up.
I'm sure they tried everything.
Yeah.
But when I was talking with him yesterday and he told me about this,
yeah,
and that the good news was is that he didn't have to leave the hospital with a stent.
Oh, God. Yeah, that is a rough situation. I had gallbladder issues, which was very, very painful. I had my gallbladder out. But then to think about the kidney stone thing and having to pass that to go up in there, that's as bad as it gets. I think Jerry just went through that too, by the way.
Jerry had a stent in his penis?
Yeah, I think so. I think they had I think they had to go up in there. I think he talked about it.
Really?
Oh! I think.
Did he talk
or
about it?
Or maybe it was in the past he did it. I think in the past it happened to him.
Oh, I don't know. Al's on the phone.
Okay.
Let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, Florida, what's happening?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, great. How are you doing?
I'm good now that I don't have a kidney stone, but I've had them twice in my life. And when they put the stent in after they go up with a laser and camera in through the pee hole, they put the stent in to make sure that the ureter doesn't get inflamed and close up. But then when they take it out, they have to go in the same way. And they don't do that with anesthesia usually. So
come on. Jesus, yeah. This is one of those things. I mean, this is just, Steve, I'm sorry. You sound like a great guy. This is one of, like, when Eddie has, like, these moments, we'll talk about, like, blood or something, or someone breaking an arm, like, he gets physically ill. This is the one thing, like, something going into the penis that I can't even think about. I get all freaked out about it. It sounds so horrible. And he's saying that it could close up?
I didn't say that.
That's what he said.
I was just
closes up.
That's what he said. That's not what I said. I was just telling you a story that my friend did not have a kidney stone. And therefore did not have to have a stent put in.
Good.
Good news.
That's great. That's great news.
So he's stentless in the Schwantz area.
I really need him to tell me this story, by the way. Knowing this guy, I'd love to hear, not over text, just like telling the story.
Yes.
With a couple of Casamigos in him, a couple of tequilas, Southsiders in him, and just let him go. Talking about the stent. You haven't had anything like that, right?
No.
Nothing even close.
But no.
Yeah, thank God. Knock on wood. I mean, I kind of felt like that was happening to me watching the Knicks blow that lead last night. Felt like someone was going right up in there.
Oh, my God.
With a Schrantz camera. See.
Joe in Keyport. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, Gino. I was wondering if you heard Chernoff the other day on 107.1, The Boss. He was hosted.
He does some shifts off there. I did not hear him, but yeah, I hear he does some shifts and he enjoys it.
Oh, you would have had some great material because he referred to, you know, yesterday, Wednesday, he kept referring it as hump day, but the way he was saying it was turn off style creepy. And I was hoping that you were listening because that's some serious material you'd have with that guy.
Listen, Joe, I don't need to hear it to know what it sounded like because this was a man who was in my face for like 15 years straight.
But he's also a guy that basically probably listened to us say this a few times.
Hump day. Oh, it's hump day. It's hump day. Go out there and hump somebody on hump day. And maybe if you're not old enough or you're trying to be celibate, you do the dry hump. That's what I hear. Hump day, hump day, hump day. Maybe your dog will come and hump your leg on hump day. I'm Mark Chernoff, 106.7 The Boss, on a hump day.
Oh, man. Who was his program director?
probably the same guy who does promotions and board op and owns this thing. You know what I'm saying? One of those days.
Evan, Bergen County. Evan, what's happening?
Hey, fellas. Love the show. How are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing good, man. What's going on?
So I am a kidney stone survivor, and I had the exact procedure you're talking about where the stent is put in through the special area. And I really got to say, it wasn't that bad. You know, they knock you out, they put it up there, and then the tube is not in that area. It's in your ureter that connects, you know, the kidney is kind of like the out tube. And then, you know, they break up the stone, you pass it, and then they knock you out again, pull it out, and I had no issues at all with anything down there.
Wow. I mean, that's good to hear.
Your ureter was okay after the fact?
That was the part that sucked. Every time I would go and go to the bathroom, it would feel like somebody stabbed you right in the stomach.
Yes.
That's the hard part.
That's your ureter.
But I'd rather have the pain there than, you know, in the baby maker.
Yeah, true. Of course, Evan. No, that's true. No, that's a good point.
Wednesday's hump day. Friday's happy day. But Monday, it's like getting a camera up your penis. I'm Mark Chernoff, 106.7 The Boss. You ever get a camera up your penis? It's not fun. It's sort of like a rainy Monday here at The Boss. Here's John Mellencamp.
Come on.
Oh, man.
Oh, could you imagine him with a stent in his penis?
Oh, no. No, stop it. Why? What are you even going to find up there? Nothing. Nothing up there. No.
Man, we've only used this twice.
Oh, there's cobwebs. 106.7 The Boss.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.